Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Third Option by Vince Flynn, read by Nick Sullivan.
Prelude. There exists in America a silent and invisible order made up of former soldiers, intelligence officers, and diplomats. In Washington, they are everywhere and they are nowhere. The average person never sees them, never pauses to think about them, never notices the hand they may have had in a seemingly ordinary death. Most people never stop to think twice about the drug overdose of a lobbyist reported on page B2 of the Washington Post's Metro section, or the suicide of a colonel in the United States Army, or the fatal mugging of a White House staffer. Average Americans are too busy living their lives to look beyond the headlines and wonder what secrets these people may have taken to their graves. Among those in the know, eyebrows are raised and even a few quiet questions asked. But ultimately, a blind eye is turned and life goes on. To seek answers from this dark community is a very dangerous thing. It is the world of covert operations, a very real but unseen part of our government's foreign and sometimes domestic policy. It is bigger than any one person. It is the third option. And it is one that is not always used by wise and honorable men. Chapter 1. Through the darkness, the man moved from tree to tree, working his way toward the large house. The 19th century estate, 40 miles south of Hamburg, Germany, spanned 112 acres of beautiful rolling forest and farmland, and was designed after the Grand Trianon at Versailles in France. It had been commissioned by Heinrich Hagenmiller in 1872.